Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup on an electric Friday. Hope you guys are having a great start to your weekend. It's Friday. Boy, special thanks to Henry T. Buchanan. Special thanks. T like family, man. T's been on with us, what, a year, 2 years?
Yeah.
Long time now. Been coming on the Morning Hookup with you and I on every Thursday, and he never fails to deliver. T's mission, by the way, if you haven't realized it yet, T loves Nebraska. If you've ever seen T, met T, seen picture, fate, whatever, what's he always wearing? He's always in red.
Always.
When he comes to town, he hangs out. He's in red. He's looking to talk to people about Nebraska. And his mission is to get this alumni back involved. And then not just like going and talking to the team stuff. That's great and talking about history and stuff. But the alumni, getting them together to whether it be a golf trip here in town or a golf tournament or just having a dinner and surrounding this university with those former players.
Yeah.
And right. And then bringing us former players. We've had a lot of them on that have been not buried in the past, but we're kind of reviving some of the legends that we've had. And T's been doing that. And another special thanks to Coach Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah.
That's a tough position. It's a lot time-consuming for him to give us the time he just gave us. Can't say enough about how much we enjoyed that.
Yeah. Obviously, we all are happy that he is our coach. And just here sitting to him and talking to him for an hour, he's so open. He's great to have a conversation with. We got into a lot of different things. And it was just really cool, man.
Yeah, you get really some cool of the stuff. I love that he spent the time talking about then when we asked about the heart hospital and then his journey.
That's incredible.
That he started on, that he's still, it's a journey that doesn't stop.
It's kind of scary, right?
It is very scary. Like you said, he gave us the entire timeline of it. And we kind of like live it through because my wife's dad, my father-in-law has had stents, open heart stuff. And those patients like that, and not just heart patients, but all kinds of patients, whether it be cancer or whatever, it's a journey that they live every day, like spending the time and be able to get back and talk to people. But the number of pills they have to take, the organization of those pills, and just being cautious.
Doctor's visits, all of that. It was really interesting to hear about that. And, one thing I got from Coach is he seems really confident in this team. He spent a lot of time talking about the new guys he got brought in. Talks about how playing in the Big Ten, you've got to have height. He went out and got that. Sounds like he's really confident
he's
in this
team. He's
learning
through the process. Also, it's encouraging that if we do end up getting to play golf with Coach Hoiberg, I get two a side, it sounds like, which means he's an eight.
He seemed hesitant on
seven
that.
Seven or an eight.
He seemed kind of reluctant on giving you strokes.
No, I'm taking him.
Yeah,
I am taking him. And the fact that he also did not, let's not gloss over the fact that no one of his kids have ever beat him in a shooting competition.
In a shooting. And he said hardly any of his players.
He's 49 years old and it still hasn't happened.
He said Kisei.
Kisei gave him a run.
Yeah.
But that's it.
I believe that too.
That's baller status.
Yeah.
At that point. So
big time.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Thank you again to Coach and T for hooking that up. And again, it's going to be on ESPNLincoln.com after the show. You can listen to that interview if you missed any of it.
Yeah, and also thank you for all the messages and tweets out there that we got. We were listening and appreciate you, each and every one of you, to take the time to do that. And again, T, man, T delivers. T delivers when he does this stuff. I'm excited. I'm excited. Coach Horbrook, true professional. Again, he did that from his office.
Yep.
While the team is conditioning.
Yeah.
That's cool stuff. So, all right, good stuff. We'll have that up right after the show. Dr. Dane Tye will be here momentarily. He's running like doctor stuff.
Yep.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little audible and do a little West trending at 10.
Manziel will be cut at the start of the year.
Do you think that Kyrie is worth all of this drama?
New fallout from the Astros cheating scandal with some Astros players taking heat for how they're apologizing for the cheating.
Here's what's trending at 10.
By the way, can I do one first?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the coolest thing ever. Like, the NIL stuff is cool. But this one is cool.
It's the coldest. Cold.
It's coldest. Did you see the NIL deal that this is insane. The coldest Crawford got for Nebraska.
Yeah.
This one makes so much sense to me. I love every bit of it. Yeah. SOS Heating and Cooling. Right? They're exciting news. Their new spokesperson, Dakota's Crawford.
Yeah,
get out of here.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
It's
okay. I had to bring that up because that's
well, and everybody's talking about it too.
Yeah, not a lot of NIL deals make sense.
Yeah,
but this one is totally makes sense.
CBS is talking about it. ESPN,
Fox Football, they did it. They sent it.
It's making rounds.
I love the tweet though. It's like, if anyone knows which HVAC company is the coldest in Nebraska, it's him.
Oh yeah. Perfect.
That's great. All right. So I had it up. I'm like, let's go.
No, that is money.
That one all makes sense to me.
There's a few things to talk about. Charles Barkley, we know that he's been talking with LIV Golf, and you know, maybe he was gonna be going to LIV Golf as an analyst. But apparently he is ending discussions with LIV, and he's going to stay on TNT and inside the NBA, which I think we're all happy about.
Yeah. They had an interview. I watched an interview with him. He's like, one, it's been quiet on both sides. You know, he was in the Pro-Am, right? He was in the Pro-Am. He did all that stuff or whatever. He said, he pretty much said, they got to come and come correct.
Right.
If they're coming, they got to go deep. He ain't going nowhere.
Nope. He's staying with TNT.
He's going to keep TNT and being terrible.
Maybe you got a pay raise with them to stay. Who knows? Okay, a few NFL contract news. We know Kyler Murray, he had this clause in his new contract that said he had to, you know, do independent study for a certain time every single week. But after the internet got a hold of that and making jokes about that, apparently the Cardinals have removed the independent study clause from his contract.
Woo!
Pressure.
Yeah. I mean, it was a weird one. I mean, it does tell you something, okay? It was in there.
Right.
All right, tells you something. But I did like what Kyler Murray had to say, though. You know, that if you think that at his size and playing in the NFL doesn't take stud, like, come on. Does he do it enough? I don't know.
Who knows? But now it doesn't matter.
Nope, doesn't matter. It's out.
It's out of the contract.
Pressure.
Other NFL contract news, DK Metcalf for the Seahawks, he was not practicing. He was at camp, but he was not taking part because he wanted a new contract. Well, yesterday we got word that he signed a 3-year, $72 million extension with $58.2 million guaranteed.
Woo!
Now, what makes this contract really big is the signing bonus.
Yeah, largest in history for wide receiver?
Largest signing bonus in history, a $30 million signing bonus. You just got handed $30 million right then and there for signing that extension.
Isn't it crazy, by the way, when you look at the numbers? Like, you go back just a few years, there was only one $24 million a year receiver.
Who was
Hopkins. Hopkins was the first.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And now you've got, he's sixth highest paid. You got Diggs, Metcalf, Tyreek Hill, Adams, Hopkins, A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Well, all make it 20, like, crazy run on receivers.
Outside of quarterbacks, they probably are the most valuable player on the team. You know, running backs, we know how people think of them and how they get hurt a lot. Yeah, I mean, if you need to have a good wide receiver on your team. It's legit, especially in the NFL, and it sells tickets. So it makes sense why the wide receiver.
I love the gifts coming out, though, that it's like, Drew Lock throwing to DK Metcalf.
Oh my god.
And it's like, and it's left handed.
Right. They need to go get a different quarterback. Because I think they have Drew Lock and Geno Smith on the roster. Yeah, that'll work. Moving on to some baseball. Apparently, the Angels are listening on everybody. They are taking calls regarding everybody on the team, including Shohei Ohtani. The first time we've heard that they are taking calls on Shohei. And apparently one rival says they want your top four prospects in return for Shohei. But rivals all believe it is a major long shot that Angels ownership ultimately okays a Shohei deal. Do you think by the end of this season, Shohei
is unlikely? This is all unlikely, okay? Like, I don't see it happening. Angels like their superstars.
Right. It'd be stupid. They're the only ones selling tickets for you.
Yeah, they ain't going. I don't see it happening, and it won't be any kind of rental deal. He's only making $5.5 million right now. There's contracts, you know, all that, but whatever. Don't see it happening.
I want to go to the NBA real quick. We talk about contract clauses. Zion.
I took a snapshot of this one.
Zion Williamson has an interesting clause in his contract. Zion Williamson, his new contract extension. Listen to this. I've never seen this before.
Well, this one has to happen.
Yeah, I think you're right. In his new contract extension, it will require his weight and body fat percentage to add up to less than 295.
Better put that work in.
Failure to meet this could reduce his guaranteed money. So, for once, we are seeing a team put in a contract that this guy has to stay in shape, keep his body weight and fat percentage down.
It's a major part, by the way, of his overall health is the weight and the pressure and the athleticism and all that stuff, okay? Though they have him listed at right now. I don't even know. This could be... what do they have him listed at right now?
For weight?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know he has to be less than 295.
So
he did lose some weight.
He did lose some, but I just want to see where does this stand at?
Like where he's at right now?
Like what's the I'm getting there.
Well, I also find it hard to believe that if he's not below 295, that they're not going to do anything. Think about it. I mean, that's to take away guaranteed money just because you're not below 295. I find that hard to believe. I think this is more of like an intimidation thing. Like, hey,
if it's in there, man, I'm getting there.
But they ultimately have to make the decision to take away the money. But also, I think Zion knows, like, hey, I think he learned a lot in the offseason last year where he did gain a ton of weight.
I'm just going to click. It's on the Pelican website. This might not be updated. I have no idea.
Yeah, I wonder what is that.
This is what the website says. It could be different. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying.
It's what the website says.
6'6", 284.
Okay, so he's there.
He's got to be 11% body fat or lower.
Okay. He's there right now.
I don't know what his body fat.
Well, and if he plays the whole season, then he'll probably still be below that.
That's so immaculate, and I love every bit of it.
They're worried about his weight.
All those beignets down in New Orleans.
Couple Nebraska news here. Kansas, University of Kansas, they're finalizing a deal to hire former Nebraska offensive coordinator Matt Lubick. As a senior analyst. So Kansas going after Matt Lubick.
Joke's on you.
Oh, be nice.
I know. They have a great coach down in Kansas, though.
They do.
Really good coach, Kansas. He's going to do some good things down there, by the way. But,
interesting.
What's he going to do? Keep the spreadsheets?
I don't know what he's going to do.
Transactions? Debits and credit?
Senior analyst.
All right. Perfect.
So Matt Lubick is staying in the coaching world.
Good for him.
Some other Nebraska news, and this was shocking. This came out last night.
Nebraska.
When it comes to Nebraska volleyball, Kayla Caffey, she has entered the transfer portal. The NCAA cleared the All-American middle blocker in May for her seventh year of volleyball, but she hadn't received the green light from Nebraska. Now 10 days before fall practice, she can find a new school. So Kayla Caffey will be entering the transfer portal. That's too bad. She was one player I really enjoyed watching.
Loved her energy. Loved the way undersized jumped out of the gym.
She would hang in the air.
It sounds like there's just a timing issue right now.
What do you mean?
Because the NCAA has granted it, but Nebraska had not decided, right? 10 days out.
Yeah. John Cook did release a statement. He said, Kayla's situation has been unlike any other we've ever dealt with before because of her medical red shirt, her transfer, and the COVID year. Obviously, we took our time with this to make sure it was the right decision for everybody. Ultimately, Kayla has chosen to move on from Nebraska, and I support her and am proud of her and the accomplishments she's achieved both on and off the court in Nebraska. She has a lot of options on the table, whether that be play one more year in college, become a professional volleyball player, or begin her career in education, which she has worked very hard preparing for over the years, earning both a bachelor's and master's degree.
Yeah, both. And doing nice. some student teaching stuff. Like in Lincoln.
Yeah.
Spending some time.
That's, you know, good luck to her, but, you know, I definitely hate to see her leave.
Yeah, man. She was a ton of energy, man.
Definitely.
Wow. I'd be missed.
That's really all I got. There's some more out there, but those are kind of the biggest stories around the sports world today.
Yeah. This is awesome. Cloud nine right now. Waiting on the doctor to come in. Haven't gotten notification yet.
He'll be here. Yeah, there's some things I want to talk to Dane about today. Kind of about the quarterback position.
Yeah. You had something really nice to ask about that, and I can't wait to get his response.
If there's like expectations for how a quarterback should act in the locker room, in that case, you know, I feel like there's this stigma that, you know, the quarterback always has to be a nice guy and, you know, a good leader and, you know, a good guy in the locker room. But I feel like that's not the case for some guys. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just curious. I want to ask Dane about that. But yeah, that's what we're waiting
on. Also, just an update. Have you looked at your golfers? It's not...
I haven't.
Going well for...
I know Webb Simpson's still kind of doing okay.
Let's see where Webrick is right quick as we wait before we take a break here. Let's see. There's guys. Our guys on the golf. They didn't play well. Ruh-roh! I stand corrected. They are my... What
are you talking about?
Here's what I have so far. Thigala was not playing. He was under par. He's 5 under through 17 today. He is currently in a tie for the lead with another guy having Cameron Young and Adam Scott at 8 under.
Wow. That'll work.
But the leaders haven't gone off yet. Tony Finau, 8 under yesterday. He had a great day. A lot of the leaders have not gone off yet. But, boy, Thigala and... My Cam Young had played their way into this thing.
Yeah, they have.
Whoa.
Where's Joel Dahman? Tell me where Joel is.
Will Zalatoris, 200. Max Homa, 200. That's who I had. Dahman. Let me scroll.
Don't be scrolling too far.
Eyes are open. By the way, Roy Sabatini hit a hole in one today, too.
Oh, did he?
Dahman. Paging Mr. Dahman. Your hat blow away. I'm still scrolling, and I apologize.
He's missing the cut.
By the way, the projected cut is 3 under. This is a big cut. Like, it's, I mean, Will Z and Homer are the guys I have are outside of it right now at 2 under.
Great.
I might have missed him, Will, but I ain't going well for you. He's still got a chance. Let me. Man, where are you at? Is he sure he's playing?
He was on the. He was on the list.
I'm sorry. I could have missed him. I don't have the best of eyes when I do this. Ricky Fowler plus one.
He ain't.
Oh, got him. He's plus 3.
Oh, God.
And he's minus 2 today.
Keep it going, Joel. I need you, buddy.
So.
Webrick may be my only shot to win some money this year or this week.
Oh, boy.
Although Kirk might be okay with my parlay here.
Oh, boy. That was a sweet text we got.
Yeah, it was. That was awesome. Again, if you missed it, Coach Hoiberg joined the show, and it was amazing.
That's amazing. So we'll have that up. So, all right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll probably get a house call. Dr. Dane Todd, Nebraska Orthopedic Center.